Welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in this episode, we're diving deep into one of the most important topics in your business exam, analyzing the financial performance of a business. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other board, this topic appears in virtually every exam paper. And the good news is, once you understand the logic behind it, it becomes one of the most straightforward topics to score highly on. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Section 1, Core Concepts. Let's begin with the big picture. Why do businesses bother analyzing their financial performance at all? The answer is simple. Without understanding how well or how badly a business is doing financially, managers, owners, and investors simply cannot make good decisions. Financial statements are the scorecards of business. They tell you whether the business is making money, whether it owns more than it owes, and whether it's improving or declining over time. There are two key financial statements you need to know for your GCSE, the income statement and the statement of financial position. Let's look at each one in turn. First up, the income statement. You might also hear this called the profit and loss account, and both names are acceptable in your exam. The income statement shows the financial performance of a business over a period of time, usually 1 year. It answers the question, did the business make a profit or a loss during this period? Here's how it works. At the top, you have revenue, sometimes called sales turnover. This is the total amount of money the business earned from selling its goods or services. Revenue equals price multiplied by quantity sold. Simple enough. Next, we subtract the cost of goods sold, often abbreviated to COGS. This is the direct cost of producing or buying the goods that were sold. For a manufacturer, this includes raw materials and direct labor. For a retailer, it's the wholesale cost of the stock they bought to resell. Revenue minus cost of goods sold gives us gross profit. This is the profit made before any of the business's running costs are deducted. A high gross profit means the business is adding good value to its products, but we're not done yet. From gross profit, we then subtract operating expenses. These are the indirect costs of running the business. Things like rent, wages for office staff, marketing costs, utility bills, and insurance. These are sometimes called overheads. After deducting operating expenses from gross profit, we arrive at net profit. This is the bottom line, the profit remaining after all costs have been paid. Net profit is what the business can use to pay taxes, reward shareholders with dividends, or reinvest back into the business. So the flow is revenue minus cost of goods sold equals gross profit. Gross profit minus operating expenses equals net profit. Make sure you can reproduce that flow from memory. Now let's move to the second financial statement, the statement of financial position. This used to be called the balance sheet, and again, both terms are acceptable. Here's the crucial difference from the income statement. While the income statement covers a period of time, the statement of financial position is a snapshot in time. It shows what the business owns and what it owes on one specific date, usually the last day of the financial year. The statement of financial position is built around three categories: assets, liabilities, and equity. Assets are things the business owns or is owed. We split these into two types. Non-current assets are long-term assets that the business will use for more than 1 year. Things like property, machinery, vehicles, and equipment. Current assets are short-term assets that will be converted into cash within 1 year. Things like stock or inventory, money owed by customers called debtors or trade receivables, and cash itself. Liabilities are what the business owes to others. Again, we split these into two types. Current liabilities are short-term debts due within 1 year. Things like bank overdrafts and amounts owed to suppliers called creditors or trade payables. Non-current liabilities are long-term debts due in more than 1 year, such as bank loans and mortgages. Finally, equity, sometimes called capital, represents the owner's interest in the business. It's what would be left for the owners if all the assets were sold and all the liabilities were paid off. The fundamental equation of the statement of financial position is assets equal liabilities plus equity. This equation must always balance, which is why it was historically called the balance sheet. Now let's talk about the ratios. And this is where the exam marks really start to flow. Profitability ratios measure how efficiently a business converts its revenue into profit. You need to know 2, gross profit margin, and net profit margin. Gross profit margin equals gross profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. The answer is expressed as a percentage. For example, if a business has revenue of £500,000 and a gross profit of £200,000, the gross profit margin is 200,000 divided by 500,000 multiplied by 100, which equals 40%. This means for every pound of sales, the business keeps 40 pence as gross profit before paying its overheads. Net profit margin equals net profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. Using the same business, if net profit is £80,000 and revenue is £500,000, the net profit margin is 80,000 divided by 500,000 multiplied by 100, which equals 16%. This means the business keeps 16 pence of every pound of sales as net profit after all costs. Here's a really important point. The gap between gross profit margin and net profit margin tells you about the business's overhead burden. If gross profit margin is 40%, but net profit margin is only 16%, that gap of 24 percentage points represents the operating expenses. If this gap is widening over time, it suggests the business's overheads are growing faster than its revenue. A warning sign. Section 2, interpreting financial performance. Calculating ratios is only half the job. The other half, and where most marks are awarded in extended answer questions, is interpretation. You need to be able to say what the numbers actually mean. There are three benchmarks you should always consider when interpreting financial performance. First, comparison with previous years. Is the business improving or declining? A gross profit margin that has fallen from 45% to 40% over 2 years suggests the business's production costs are rising faster than its prices, perhaps due to rising raw material costs or supplier price increases. Second, comparison with competitors. A net profit margin of 16% might sound good in isolation, but if the industry average is 25%, the business is actually underperforming. Context is everything. Third, different stakeholder perspectives. This is where many candidates lose marks. They forget that different people care about different things. Shareholders and investors focus on profitability ratios because they want returns on their investment. Managers use financial data to make operational decisions. Should we cut costs? Should we raise prices? Lenders and banks look at the statement of financial position to assess whether the business can repay its debts. Employees might look at profitability to assess job security. Suppliers look at liquidity to assess whether the business can pay its bills. When a question asks you to evaluate financial performance from the perspective of a stakeholder, always identify who the stakeholder is, explain what they care about, and then apply the specific financial data to their perspective. Section 3, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is one thing, but performing under exam conditions is another. Tip 1, memorize both formulas. No formula sheet is provided in the exam. Gross profit margin equals gross profit divided by revenue times 100. Net profit margin equals net profit divided by revenue times 100. Write these out 10 times tonight. Seriously. Tip 2, always show you're working. In calculation questions, even if you get the final answer wrong, you can still earn method marks if your working is clear. Write out the formula first, substitute the numbers, then calculate. Never just write a final answer with no working shown. Tip 3, don't confuse the two financial statements. A very common mistake is candidates describing the income statement when asked about the statement of financial position, or vice versa. Remember, income statement equals performance over time. Statement of financial position equals snapshot at a point in time. Tip 4, when interpreting, always compare. A percentage figure on its own means very little. Always compare it to something, the previous year, a competitor, or an industry average. Examiners specifically reward comparative analysis. Tip 5, use the command word to guide your answer. If the question says calculate, just do the maths and show you're working. If it says analyze, you need to calculate and interpret. If it says evaluate or justify, you need to make a judgment, weigh up evidence, and reach a conclusion. Tip 6, the most common mistake in calculation questions is using the wrong profit figure. Make sure you use gross profit for the gross profit margin and net profit for the net profit margin. Mixing these up is a very easy error to make under pressure. Tip 7, for the statement of financial position, remember, it is a snapshot in time. If an exam question asks what the statement of financial position shows, always include this phrase. It's a marking point that candidates frequently miss. Section 4. Quick fire, recall quiz. Time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Question 1, what is the formula for gross profit margin? Gross profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. Question 2, what does the statement of financial position show? A snapshot of what the business owns and owes at a specific point in time. Question 3, revenue is £800,000 and COGS is £480,000. What is the gross profit margin? Gross profit is £320,000. Gross profit margin is £320,000 divided by £800,000 times 100, which equals 40%. Question 4. Name two examples of current assets, stock or inventory, debtors or trade receivables, and cash. Question 5. What is the difference between gross profit and net profit? Gross profit is revenue minus cost of goods sold. Net profit is gross profit minus operating expenses. Question 6. Name two non-current liabilities, long-term bank loans and mortgages. Question 7. Why might a shareholder be concerned if net profit margin falls from 20% to 12%? Because a lower net profit margin means less profit available for dividends, reducing their return on investment. Section 5 summary and sign off. Let's bring it all together. In this episode, we've covered the two key financial statements, the income statement, which shows performance over a period of time, and the statement of financial position, which is a snapshot at a point in time. We've worked through the structure of each, and we've calculated and interpreted gross profit margin and net profit margin. The key things to take away are: know your formulas by heart, always show your working in calculations, always compare ratios against a benchmark, and always consider the stakeholder perspective when evaluating performance. For your revision, I'd suggest practicing at least 5 calculation questions using different sets of financial data, and then writing a short paragraph interpreting each result from the perspective of a different stakeholder each time. You've got this. Financial performance is one of those topics that rewards practice. The more you do, the more confident you'll feel walking into that exam. Good luck, keep revising, and I'll see you in the next episode.